I'd like to declare the meeting open at 9:33 and start by acknowledging the Quandamooka people, who are the traditional custodians of the land in which we meet this morning. I'd also like to pay respect to our elders past and present and extend that respect to any other Indigenous Australians who may be present here this morning. Just a reminder, councillors, about public conduct at meetings and for our members in the public. Section 32 of our standing orders say all members of the public present at this meeting must, not without the prior approval of the chairperson, make any video or audio recordings or take any photographs, remain quiet and do not disrupt the meeting in any way, not bring into the meeting any signs, placards or items that may cause a hazard or interfere with any person present, be suitably dressed and turn all mobile devices to silent mode, and please leave the meeting if you do need to take a call. As chairperson, it is my responsibility to warn any member of the public present at a meeting who is not complying with these requirements that I may, with or without such warning, require that person to leave the meeting and not return for a period as the chairperson decides, and this could include future meetings. There are no leaves of absence today. There is a leave of absence for Councillor Tolte, and just we could just have a mover and seconder that leave of absence be moved. Moved to Councillor Edwards, seconded Councillor Gleeson. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Councillor Elliott is absent. Now that time of the meeting where we ask a member of the Redlands Ministers Fellowship, Pastor Stephen Thomas from South Redlands Baptist Church, to lead Council in a brief devotional segment. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Mayor Williams and councillors, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to begin this morning by reading to you from the book of Colossians, chapter 4. Verses 2 to 6. It says, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Pray for us too that God will give us many opportunities to speak about his mysterious plan concerning Christ. That is why I am in chains. Pray that I will proclaim this message as clearly as I should. Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive, so that you will have the right response for everyone. I was encouraged by that passage that it speaks of being gracious in conversation when under pressure. And the Apostle Paul, when he wrote these words to the church in the city of Colossae, was under enormous pressure. He was actually in chains. And what did that mean? It meant in a number of different scenarios, Paul was physically chained to a guard. At other times, he was in a dungeon. At other times, under house arrest. And why was that? Well, Paul had upset people by preaching the gospel of Jesus. He'd upset the Jewish religious law, which demanded adherence to certain rituals and procedures. And Paul said that no longer applied. He'd upset the pagan business owners in a number of cities because by preaching the message he did, people gave up worshipping the idols, and those who manufactured lots of little idols lost business and started riots as a result. He upset those whose pagan moral code did not comply with the message he was preaching. And simply the message of the Lordship of Jesus and the message of grace instead of working your way to heaven sometimes offends people because they think they can and should be good enough and don't need grace. You see, Paul and the early church was under persecution. Persecution is real. It always has been. And sadly, it's likely always to be. It's only ever subdued when the message of Jesus is the dominant message in a country, because it is a message, as I preached on last Sunday, that allows people to disagree. And Paul's response, he could have railed against the unfairness, he could have become bitter and twisted, he could have said, this is so unjust, I demand vengeance, I demand restitution. But he did not. Instead, his response was to call the church to prayer and to action. He asked the church in the city of Colossae to pray. And Paul prayed, and he acted. As you look at verse 5 and verse 6, he took the time to live wisely. To live wisely requires time to stop and reflect and to think before opening your mouth and putting your boot right in it. And he decided in that wise thinking, and according to the message of grace of Jesus, to have conversation towards others that was gracious and attractive. The actual Greek word that is translated attractive in the modern English languages is actually seasoned with salt. Not bland, but flavoursome. So I would like to encourage you today that when you're under pressure, which in public office and as government officials you often are, don't fall for the temptation to stick your boot in your mouth. Instead, remember the message of the Apostle Paul. It wasn't a message firstly focused on the love and the grace of Jesus. It's a message which flowed from that love and that grace by seeking God in prayer. And then, as a result of that spirit of love and grace, speaking in a manner which is gracious and seasoned with salt, so that people will respond well. Let me pray for you. Lord Jesus, I bring before you our counsellors and our council officers. And Lord, I would ask that in the times of pressure, which are often in public service, that you will help them to stop, to come before you, to ask for your grace and your peace, to reflect, and Lord, out of that reflection, to gain more wisdom, that Lord, they would be able to speak graciously and in a manner which is attractive, Lord, for the best of this community. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, councillors, ladies and gentlemen.
Councillors, the next item on the agenda is our recognition of achievement. And today, I believe we have with us Luke. Is Luke there? There he is, behind Councillor Hughes. We'd like to recognise Luke Harvey and recognise the incredible talent of this young man, and who happens to be Redland's latest world champion. We all may think that we lead really busy lives, but always are quite astounded by the young people in our city and what they manage to achieve at such a young age. But not too many of us can say that in the past 2 months we've been crowned a world champion and also graduated from high school. Well, Luke can certainly say that. In the middle of studying for his Year 12 exams at Victoria Point High School, which we all probably remember is a pretty tedious, horrible, busy time in our lives, Luke took some time to fly out to Rotterdam, where he won the 16 to 19 years age group in the ITU World Triathlon Grand Finals. Luke competes with our own Sharks here locally, and over the years has accumulated a very impressive collection of awards for his pool room, including the 2016-17 Queensland Nissan State Series Age and Overall Champion. And while the World Champion crown is the biggest prize so far, it didn't come all that easy. By his very own admission, Luke didn't have a great lead up to the World Championships, with illness hampering his preparation, and he took the number one spot by just 0.05 seconds. But like a true Redlander, Luke is a fighter, and he dug deep during that race. But I'd like to read you a couple of excerpts from his blog just to paint the picture of his true character. This describes part of Luke's World Champion swim leg. This is Luke speaking. It was a wetsuit swim, and we lined up on the pontoon at 4 p.m, 40 minutes after the previous wave. Not even four strokes in, my ankle was pulled back. and it was one of the roughest swims I have ever had. About 200 metres in, I was kicked in the face and my nose started bleeding. Luckily, the cold water froze the blood flow and it stopped rather quickly. Yes. I was in the inside hitting the first buoy and I knew I have to fight my way around. I lifted my head up and increased my stroke rate to clear the people around me. For the rest of the swim, I was kicked in the eye another two times, so I glided to empty some of the water out of my goggles to see. And who said that triathlons are no contact sport? So not letting those several kicks in the face deter him, Luke pushed on and we pick up his blog in the final stages of the run leg. He says, "One of the others picked up the pace and I matched it, keeping him on the outside of the turns. This brought it down to just the two of us. We ran out of the park and into the cobblestone streets. I thought the finish was just around the corner and went for it. I was now by myself, sprinting, and I turned the corner only to see another street. I kept going but started fading. My lead started disappearing and I just tried to keep going. After another two turns, I was able to see the finish and grabbed a small Australian flag to cross the line with as world champion. Congratulations, Luke. We can learn so much from you for your fortitude and your commitment to your sport, and we're very, very proud of you, as I'm sure that your parents, Trevor and Megan, are. And I'd like to invite Councillor Healer up in the first instance, as part of your division, to have a presentation of a certificate. Councillors, the next item on the agenda is receipt and confirmation of minutes. Could I have a mover and seconder that the minutes of the general meeting on the 8th of November be confirmed? Move Councillor Bishop, seconded Councillor Hughes. Any items of correctness? There being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. There are no matters outstanding from the minutes of previous meeting, but we do have public participation next, and I believe we do have some speakers that would like to address Council this morning. So can I please, I'll just just one speaker, I think. Is that correct? Just hands up. One speaker. So we might just move that the meeting adjourn for a five-minute session for public participation to allow members of the public to address council on matters of public interest related to local government. Moved. Councillor Bishop. Seconded. Councillor Boglari. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. If you want to just come up to the microphone, Steve, isn't it? You may have noticed a signage in the chambers. I'm pretty sure you know the drill. You've heard it a few times. But it is our usual practice to require any person wishing to address the meeting to state their name and suburb or organisation that they represent and the subject they wish to speak about. Information is recorded in the minutes of the meeting, which is a public document available for inspection at Council's administration building and published on Council's website. I also advise the meeting is being recorded in audio video and that by speaking you acknowledge and agree that the recording video may be placed in the public domain. Any person addressing the meeting will state their name, suburb or organisation they represent, the subject they wish to speak about. Stand unless able to do so, act and speak with decorum, be respectful and courteous, make no comments directed at any individual council employee, councillor or member of the public, ensuring that all comments relate to council as a whole. And as chairperson, it is my responsibility to consider each application on its merits and consider any relevant matter in making my decision to allow or disallow a person to address local government. I give priority to people who have actually made an application to the CEO to address the meeting and determine the maximum number of speakers based on the number of persons wanting to speak and the time available. I also have the responsibility of withdrawing the approval to address council before the time period has elapsed. Debate or discussion cannot be entered into at this time. And with that, you may begin. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Mayor and councillors, my name is Steve McDonald. I live in Cleveland and I'm the president of Redlands 2030. I'm sure most of you have heard of us. I'm here today to have tabled a petition signed by 1,136, mostly Redlands residents, but a healthy number of visitors and tourists. This petition calls on the council to withdraw its support for the Toondah Harbour PDA development and to work with the state government to develop a new plan that is focused on upgrading the ferry terminal and associated car parking. This petition was opened at our last Toondah rally, and on that day alone, 426 signatures were collected, well in excess of the estimated crowd of 300 by some people. Our long-standing Toondah concerns have centred on poor planning and inadequate community consultation. Our concern is that the council and the state government have shown the community nothing that justifies the 450% growth in the number of apartments over that previously announced. Unit numbers have mysteriously grown from 800 to 3,600 with no explanation and no justification. The latest planning process ignored previous planning schemes, community responses, and the promise of a previous state government that Toondah dredging for real estate development will never occur. Toondah planning never properly assessed the policy and legislative requirements of the International Ramsar Agreement, Migratory Bird Treaties, the Moreton Bay Marine Park, or even the SEQ Regional Plan. Planning does not address the impacts of the new retail centre on the Cleveland CBD, or how the mega residential development and with inadequate parking would actually improve access to Stratty. The much touted extra jobs won't mitigate the 4,500 more commuters leaving Cleveland every day. That's about five extra trains, if you wanted to put it into commuters on trains, every peak hour. Missing from the planning analysis is the impact on schools. Possibly two new schools will be required to support the population out there, hospitals and other services. Redlands road congestion is not being fixed, despite election commitments over the years. The latest access to the infrastructure agreement shows the public benefits will be minimal under this scheme, before the Commonwealth, which is the new scheme, and makes no allowance for the effective subsidy built in by the capped infrastructure charges. The Toondah scheme ignored the Redlands planning scheme and the Redlands 2030 community plan. And actually, at the first open day, the responsible planners admitted they had no knowledge of the community plan or the community values embedded in it. We have heard many politicians say the science should be tested. This is nonsense. Questions of planning merit should be resolved before an environmental impact assessment is undertaken. An environmental impact assessment should only consider the impacts of a properly considered development. When the EPBC referral was replaced earlier this year with a new proposal, it seems the council didn't even consider those changes and made no submission. Surely there were matters of public interest that the council should have been concerned about, including, for example, the reduced area of parkland. The decision of the state government to determine the Gold Coast Integrated Resource Development set aside a project with much more advanced than the Toondah project, it made a commitment to start a new master planning process with community participation. It sets a good precedent, and Redlanders deserve the same. The local paper has a poll running where 85% of its readers are opposed to the Toondah scheme. Submissions to the latest EPP referral process ran 1,400 against the project and 8 in favour. This petition itself, collected by dozens of anxious residents, has over 1,100 signatures in hard copy. There are other examples. The numbers show concern at a level greater than the recent petitions on the busway by our local member, or even the Mayor's standing of strategy. The available evidence shows the community is opposed to the Toondah scheme. Clearly, the proposed development does not have a social licence to go ahead. Madam Mayor, I would ask that Councillor Elliott accept this petition and ask that he be allowed to table the petition before Council. We look forward to hearing what our councillors have to say about the project, which the community considers to be clearly unacceptable. We would like our resolution debated in the Council chambers so we can hear the views of all councillors. We and your petitioners look forward to the council response, but put simply, it's time to stop the rot and fix the port. I'd ask the permission to hand this to Councillor Elliott. It is wrapped in a Christmas present for the benefit of everyone. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
So, Councillor Elliott, I believe you have some words. Have you got the words to present that? Are you satisfied with that, Councillor Elliott? Move that.
I've just read your mind. I think it was just simple. My mayor is that the petition be received and the report be prepared for a future general meeting of council.
Yeah, that would be the report.
We don't have committee meetings anymore. And that's,
yeah, I agree. But the report to the local government. Yeah. So perhaps just refer to a committee meet. Take out the word committee. Take it to committee and add general. Or even just all the chief executive office. It should be received and referred to the chief executive officer for consideration and report.
I think the CEO is by the law there, and I think the CEO's name in there. I think it should be just kept in
council. Someone's got to write the report.
For consideration.
Yeah, someone's got to write the report, and it comes back to council.
Okay.
Yep. Happy to move that, Councillor Elliott?
Does that need to say report to the local government?
Yes. Well, I think it's implied. So it's the only way we can have a debate. So that's out of it. Yeah. So moved, seconded. Councillor Bishop, sorry, Sue. That's so moved by Councillor Elliott, seconded by Councillor Bishop.
Thanks. This petition, you know, I'm a supporter of Toondah. I'll be straight up, and I haven't changed my mind. So, but I was asked to prepare this, and it might seem a bit funny to people, something like that. But certainly, I think it's this council needs to formulate its position to reinforce what's going on. And I won't go into any further, but except to say, I think we've got three new councillors on board. I think the community needs to know where council stands as a whole, and I think that's what I see in this thing like that. So happy to accept the report, but I look forward to the report and the detail in that at that time.
Thank you. Councillors, I'm not going to enter into debate on the petition. I'll just put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you, Councillor Elliott. Oh, yes. My apologies. I did jump the gun. I just need to move and second to that we resume our meeting proceedings. Move Councillor Edwards, second to Councillor Bolglari. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried. My apologies. All right. Next item, councillors, is just my report from the Asian Business Mission, which I will table for you, and I won't read all of the document to you, but I'll make it available to you so that you understand what's been generated as a result of that visit. So just quickly, obviously in September I attended the 2017 Asia Pacific Cities Summit as part of the Brisbane Lord Mayoral Business Mission, and the mission saw the delegation meet with international business representatives in Daejeon, Beijing, Chongqing, Chengdu and Shenzhen. I also took the opportunity to align visits to our sister city and friendship cities in Qinhuangdao, Yongin and Kani City to further cement important relationships with these cities. The International Economic Mission provided the opportunity to further develop positive business relationships for the Redlands and has delivered very positive results with five delegations and meetings either held already or due to be held in the near future with contacts being made during the business mission. The benefits of the business mission started flowing just days after I returned, beginning with the meeting with the Deputy Secretary General, Mr. Song Wing-Zhu, and other government officials from Shenzhen. I'd met Mr. Zhu while in Shenzhen on the business mission and had arranged to meet with him when he flew to Brisbane on his very first ever Hainan Airlines Shenzhen to Brisbane international flight. During that meeting, I invited Mr. Zhu to the Redlands and also invited Hainan Airlines to include the Redlands as part of their itinerary to the next Shenzhen to Brisbane flight. Since returning, we've also hosted a group of international students from Korea who were brought to the Redlands by an international education company that I met while in Asia. And in October, a representative from Shenzhen brought a business delegation to the Redlands following a discussion with myself during the Asia Pacific City Summit. Mayor and Council officers, myself and Council officers, have also had meetings with representatives from the Asian delegation to discuss whether there may be an interest in an Asian university being established here in the Redlands. These discussions complement the Redlands City Education and Training Industry Sector Plan received by Council recently. There are also other economic delegations set to follow as a direct result of the business mission to Asia, including a delegation from our friendship city, Qinhuangdao, who will be visiting later this year, and representatives from the Gifu University of Medical Science who are investigating training and education exchange opportunities right here in Redlands. Predominantly, the delegations that have happened are a result of the business delegation and focused on the topics of education, aged care and medical training opportunities in the Redlands. As you know, these all align with our economic development framework and with our burgeoning aged care and medical training sectors in Asia. Cementing these relationships in these sectors will provide future growth opportunities in the sectors for local businesses and education providers. Currently in discussions also with the Redlands City Chamber of Commerce to build a relationship with the Kani City Chamber of Commerce so that we can start some business matching in Japan as well. I haven't spoken a great deal about Japan, but I did visit Kani, but I just wanted to take this opportunity in the public forum to thank our Redlands honorary ambassadors and international delegates. This mission could not have been any sort of success without the assistance of Mr. Michael Choi, Mr. Tetsuo Mizuno and Mr. Andrew Lee. As you know, Mr. Choi is a former state member for Kapalabar and is well respected both here in Australia and in China, and his assistance in organising meetings, arranging itineraries and making introductions to key contacts in China was vital to this business mission. He was unable to attend the mission himself, so he arranged for Mr. Lee to accompany me on this business mission, be a translator, and for that I genuinely extend my gratitude to Mr. Lee for his assistance also. Since my return, Mr. Choi has also helped arrange some follow-up meetings and continues to knock on doors for the Redlands, helping to forge important international relationships that will ultimately benefit the city. His standing in international business is a significant benefit to the Redlands. And as a city, we are all very appreciative of the time and effort he finds in his very busy schedule to putting Redlands on the international business and investment map. Mr. Mizuno, who's also very familiar to all of us, is the CEO of the Australia Wildlife Conservation Education Foundation and has a strong relationship with Kani in Japan that has also provided enormous tangible benefits to the Redlands. This relationship has resulted in regular education exchanges between Cleveland State High School and the Kani Technical High School that provide our students with cultural learnings that cannot be underestimated. Mr. Mizuno's assistance in arranging my visit to Kani as part of this business mission is greatly appreciated, and like Mr. Choi, Mr. Mizuno has continued advocating for the Redlands since my return to the Redlands, recently bringing the Japanese Consulate General and accompanying consul to the Redlands just last week. I'd also like to put on the record my appreciation for Trade and Investment Queensland staff in Korea, who also assisted with with our sister city, Yongin. And without the assistance of these people, the Redlands would not have the strong and well-respected international relationships that it's beginning to develop. So on behalf of the entire city, I thank them. And just also to add that Tio, Mr. Mizuno, also represented Redlands at the Kani Trade Industrial Fair just a couple of weeks ago, and we continue to make sure that our businesses can have an expo in Japan, which has a wonderful population of people keen to buy our products. So there's more to it. I've got a diary here for you to read, councillors, when you have morning tea. It's not that bad, actually, but both sides. Once again, I thank you, but if I could just also take this opportunity to present to council the memorandum of understanding between Redlands City and the Qinghuangdao City in the Hebei province in the People's Republic of China. This is a commitment for us to come together and try to explore further economic opportunities and develop that sister city relationship. So if I could just leave that there for you, councillors. It's a nice little pick, and you can read it in Chinese or in English, whatever suits you. But once again, this is a result of the support that I've had from our international honorary ambassadors. There you go. Short and sweet, councillors. Okay, any other presentations? There being none, I'll go to the order of business. We do have a motion to accept a late item, which is the confidential late item, MCU appeal, King of Gifts appeal update. So could I have a mover and seconder, please, to accept that? Move Councillor Bishop, seconder Councillor Elliott. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Councillor Golly is out of the room. Yep, coming. Another motion to accept a late item, which is a confidential item in regards to the Narinda appeal. Could I please have a mover and seconder? Move Councillor Edwards, seconder Councillor Mitchell. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously, and Councillor Golay is absent. Council, just a reminder of material personal interest and conflict of interest. Your responsibilities under the Local Government Act 2009 in relation to a councillor's material personal interest or conflict of interest. You have a summary of those responsibilities included in your agenda. And with that, we'll go straight on to our reports, 11.1.1. And I believe, Councillor Mitchell, you're going to move the officer's recommendation. Move, Councillor Mitchell. Seconded, Councillor Boglari. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Mitchell?
Just briefly, thank you, Mayor. The operational plan's sort of like the quarterly report card, keeping us in line with the corporate plan. And
microphone, Councillor.
Yep, it's on. I'll pull it a bit closer. Yeah, thank you. Testing. Thank you. And look, there's lots of lots of great information embedded in these reports, and just a couple that but it's where the rubber hits the road for our community, and a couple that I've been personally involved with this time. Extension visits to bush care groups. Well, the council officer came out to my bush care group on the weekend, and that was great, and we learnt a lot from them. And the other one that jumped out at me was how much use in the enhanced visit experience of our track parks, Bayview and Redlands Track Park. Just in September with people counters, over 5,000 people through Bayview and 7,400 people through Redlands Track Park. And I've extrapolated that for the year, 88,884 based on those figures, just into the track park. So if you haven't been in there, go and get it. Plenty of other information in there, but there's lots of things for people to read if they're interested. So with that, I'd like to move the report.
Any speakers against, councillors?
No comment.
Comment, Councillor Hughes?
It would be a question, thank you, Mayor. If I may, through yourself, to our General Manager, Peter Best. Thanks. If I may, Mr. Best, I'd just like to seek your clarification on page 4 of the report under Green Living, item 2.3.1, and I specifically referenced the Birkdale landfill, and under there is monitor, and I'll just very briefly read it. Capping improvement at Judy Holt on the Northern Batters and Birkdale landfill remediation under a maintenance plan, yet this is highlighted as monitor, so I seek your update on that. Thank you, Mr. Best.
Through you, Madam Mayor, to the councillor. This particular activity, which is planned to deliver waste management services to meet current and future needs of the city, has multiple elements to them, one of which you've just described. That's one of the reasons why this is on monitor. One of the elements relates to our new waste contract, developing a waste disposal strategy, looking at leachate remediation on waste sites, and as you've highlighted, Birkdale landfill remediation under a maintenance plan. We have developed a maintenance plan for that site. The most prudent thing to do to make sure the plan is appropriate to the site is to monitor the plan. Undertake the maintenance and monitor the plan. We'll be doing that during this financial year.
Thank you. I look forward to updates on that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Councillor Boglari?
A question through you to Louise, please. Transport in our city is road congestion, and it's on everyone's lips at the coffee shops. I was just wondering if you could give us an update on the... put my glasses on. 2.5.1 under Green Living, page 5, please.
Through you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Deputy Mayor, Councillor Boglari, for the question. Transport is a major issue for the city, as you've identified. We're currently seeking a transport planner to assist Council in developing up a transport strategy, and there are a series of activities that will fall in under that strategy, so we're working through that parcel of work currently. This particular matter, 2.5.1, is talking about some of the short-term activities that have been occurring this financial year, and the projects in that space are on track. And there is a number of advocacy roles that we're looking at that we're working with key agencies, and that includes TransLink and the Department of Transport and Main Roads. We do have offices in Council that are working in this space, but we are in the market looking for a transport planner. So. A cheap plug, if there is any exceptional transport planners out in the market that are listening to this meeting today, please make contact with me.
That was my reason for asking the question. I wanted to get it more public that we need one, because I think that might be up holding us up at the moment, isn't it, trying
excellent,
to get one?
Excellent question, Deputy Mayor, and I thank you very much for the opportunity to put the word out there.
Comment, Councillor Bishop?
Yeah, thank you. It's a question, actually. In relation to under 5, section 5, which is wise planning and design, particularly dot point 5.2.3, plan for future use of surplus Commonwealth land. Just in relation to this proposed project, which is to determine the most appropriate future use of the land, is currently on hold pending ongoing negotiations with the Australia Communications and Media Authority and Air Services Australia. It says it's unlikely these negotiations will be finalised this calendar year. That's an issue that I've asked for some updates on, and have got an assessment on where that report is at. I just want to ask if Council can share the reason why that plan is on hold, and if what has been done in terms of identifying, in terms of Commonwealth disposal of lands, and I'll just be specific in relation to that, because under their Commonwealth property disposal policy in section A, off-market sales, one of the things it suggests under dot point 2, section B, is to facilitate Commonwealth or cooperative policy initiatives that could not otherwise be achieved through an open market sale, which I believe would be the category that we would be, as a state or local government, eligible for. And down as a caveat on that, it says that except for limited instances where an off-market sale can be approved under delegation by the Department of Finance, etc., all off-market sales must be referred to the Finance Minister for approval. In addition, any off-market disposal which is politically sensitive or of special community interest or probable heritage or environmental significance must also be referred to the Finance Minister for approval. So just wondering, in terms of putting our plan on hold, given that we are intending to purchase that land for future use, arguably in line with Commonwealth policies, what work have we done in that regard? If that's a question to the CEO, if I may. In relation to this quarterly plan update, given that that's part of the disposal process, what can we do as council to be clear that the community values and our city's established values are established in terms of heritage and environment?
Point of order, Mayor. We haven't asked the community to establish their views on it.
Yeah, I think we're probably getting to a bit of a question on notice here, which would have been good if we had some opportunity yesterday to bring
Been asking for quite some time.
Oh, well, you didn't actually ask for that detail yesterday
asking for an update on this project for some time.
Peter Kelly isn't in the room, but as was explained, we are just waiting for Minister's sign-off, and we have been going through that process, and that hasn't changed. And the requirements that ACMA have been dealt with, and I believe that have been negotiating that with ACMA.
My reason for asking is, in terms of the sign-off from ACMA, they would need to be clear as to what our intentions are for the use of that land as part of their requirements for off-market sale to a local government. That's part of the disposal process. So what do we have in place that is ensuring the Finance Minister's requirement to be able to comply with that? What is our plan?
Well, as you were in attendance with the representatives of Air Services and ACMA,
I brought this up as an option?
Correct. And we've been going through that process with those officers, and it's got to the point that they're just waiting for the Federal Minister's sign-off. So I'm assuming...
Have we done the environmental significance assessment?
Well, Councillor, if you'd given officers notice, we could have provided you with more detail.
Asking now publicly.
Yeah, well, Councillor, you have the opportunity to walk into the office any time and ask the officers for that information.
I've asked through this
process. Our understanding is we're waiting for the Minister to sign off, and that therefore we have gone through the process required by the Federal Government to get to that point. Okay, so any other information can't be given to you by myself or the CEO because we haven't had notice to get that detail. Councillor Boglari.
Through you, I'd just like to support Councillor Bishop on seeking information on the Commonwealth land, and if it would be appropriate, could the CEO actually give an update at the next general meeting, because it's of where we're at and what's happening, because it is on notice. Could we possibly do that, because it's land that's of great community interest as well, with heritage and environment and all other possibilities?
The question's been taken on notice, and the information we provided to you, but at this point in time, CEO's not even going to be here at the next meeting, I don't believe.
Oh, whatever general manager is of that division, I'd be happy to give an update. Well, yeah. I just know the community's interested in it as well.
And we understand that, and that's why we are desperately trying to acquire it outside of open market, so the community can have a say and can deliver what the community will ultimately establish. And that is the legislation that we have.
And my reason for asking is that we do comply with this, the second last paragraph on the Commonwealth disposal policy.
Mayor, I'd like to put the motion.
There's been a put motion, councillors. So, those who support a put motion in favour. Yeah, well, that's what we're debating. By the way, councillors, I have given you liberty. I have allowed you not to abide by standing orders to ask these questions. So, out of respect, I'm now asking if anyone supports a put order. Put order. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is lost. Those in favour? Councillor Gleeson. Those against? Councillor Bishop. Councillor Hughes. Councillor Elliott Edwards. Hewlett. Golay. Mitchell. Boglari. Williams. Thank you, Councillor. So, Councillor, the answer has been given to you. It will be brought to you. You will get that information as it becomes available.
Sorry, can I just finish my question? I was just wondering, was it answered? Can we have it at the next general meeting or not? Sorry, Paul, you went on with another question. I didn't get clarification on my question.
We'd bring it back to council.
Was that at a general meeting publicly or not?
It's, well, what would you like officers to stop doing to bring this forward? That would be the question. So it will be brought forward to you in a process that fits in with the other priorities. So that information will become. So if I'm happy for it to come back in next meeting. I've just explained.
Okay, thank you. I'll take that. I'll lend it there because that's the answer I wanted.
Well, I'm not giving you that answer. I'm asking the officers, have they got the time? What would you like, councillor, for them to
just,
stop doing?
Just wherever they're up to now. I'm not asking for any extra work, just wherever they're up to now, just an update.
Which requires a report back to council, which requires resources.
Well, I don't want 10 pages. Just a brief update would be quite sufficient. Thank you. Thank you. A briefing note. Yep. Thank you.
Well, what do you want, councillors? You're all over the place now. You want a briefing note? You want a full report? What do you want? Thank you. Those who would like a briefing note, could you just indicate to me that you'd like a briefing note? Thank you. A briefing note it is. Thank you.
Your next question.
And I do encourage councillors to find this. I mean,
I have been raising this for quite some time.
Well, you haven't raised it with me.
I have certainly raised it with you.
Until recently, yesterday, councillor.
I've raised it many times.
First time in the last 4 months. Thank you.
Years. May I ask the second question? In relation to 7.3.1, just in relation to the Cleveland Community Hub, can we just get some clarity sent to councillors about where that's at and what that project detail, where that is? Because I know there's some discussion in certain groups, and I'm not quite sure that councillors are all apprised of the same information, and that may well be the case, but just want to make sure that we've got clarity on that, if we could.
I thought that our General Manager Community Customer Services actually took that on board yesterday when you raised it with her, and that information will be coming back to councillors. Anything else, councillors, on that? Would you like to sum up, Councillor Mitchell?
Very briefly. Just to say, yes, how wonderful that within this report card there's areas of local, very local area interest and some citywide strategic interest. So, again, public, please stay abreast of it. 60 of the 67 items are complete or on track. That doesn't mean the others are off track. They're just being monitored, needing a little bit more close attention. And so with that, I'd like to put the 11.1.1, the Operational Plan Quarterly Performance Report for September 2017.
Put the motion, councillors. Those in favour? Okay. You're going to put the motion? Well, someone will need to move an amendment in that case. We'd have to move an amendment. Councillor Bishop will move an amendment that a briefing note be provided to councillors.
On item
5. An update. That amendment's been moved by Councillor Bishop, seconded by Councillor Elliott. Voting on the amendment, councillors, those in favour? Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. So now we've taken for the full motion, councillors.
Just seeking your clarification, when we just mentioned the community customer service regarding the hub, that we were getting a briefing note. We don't need to change the amendment for that because we were already getting a briefing note.
Yes.
That's correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
it's workshop.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Appreciate that clarity. Councillor, we now have the full resolution in front of us, recommendation with the amendment. I'll put the motion. Oh, sorry. We've got a mover and seconder. Put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 11.1.2. Councillor Gleeson, would you like to move the audit report?
Thanks, Mayor. I'd like to move item 11.1.2, the report of the Audit Committee from 12th of October 2017.
Move Councillor Gleeson, seconded Councillor Edwards. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Gleeson?
Thanks, Mayor. Just to say that the report is just present the minutes of the Audit Committee, which are mostly operational updates.
Speakers against? There being no speakers against, I'll put the motion. Well, councillors, I'm not going to go into a huge debate like we did last time, so please limit your questions. When I ask for comment, I do it at my discretion as chair, so please keep them succinct. We ended up having a big debate about part of the document. So, Councillor Bishop, you have a question or a comment?
If I may, through you, Madam Mayor, it's a question to Chief Financial Officer in relation to a matter which had been raised at a previous audit in relation to reconciliation with the proposed budget and where that's at in terms of delivering a reconciliation at the end of the year and where that will appear.
So that answer was provided yesterday. Would you put on public record, please, Deb?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Through you as Chair, thank you for the opportunity to update the group, Councillor Bishop. As we discussed yesterday, now that the QAO has certified the 16-17 annual financial statements, the financial services team has done an analysis, so not necessarily reconciliation, but an analysis from the adopted budget for 16-17 and then the final actual position. There isn't an audit committee before the end of this calendar year, so my proposal is that we send that out on email before the end of the calendar year. So happy to provide that before 2017 closes out.
Thank you.
I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried. Thank you, councillors. Item 13.1.3 is the monthly financial reports. Councillor Gleeson, will you move those?
Thanks, Mayor. I'd like to move item 11.1.3, the October 2017 monthly financial report.
Seconded, Councillor Boglari. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Gleeson?
Thanks, Mayor. I'll keep it fairly brief. One of the things I constantly watch out for is the cash on hand and cash equivalents, and just note we're about $32 million down at the moment on the budgeted year-to-date budget, and that's, we asked the question yesterday, and the reason for that is the rates aren't due as yet. Hopefully by the end of next month that should catch up. But also note, Deb mentioned yesterday, we're just going to try and tighten up the budget for the expectation when the rates are due in on a monthly basis with the ebbs and flows to just kind of make that a little bit more accurate in and out of the rating periods.
Any speakers against? Councillor Boglari, question? Comment?
Just a comment. Thank you. Councillor Mitchell and I attended the Raby Bay protest meeting on Monday night. It was a very, very constructive meeting. Stimulating and constructive meeting. And the members down there talked about the canal levies, and they wanted transparency and accountability about the funds that are in it. And I'd just like to say that in all these financials, the actual reserve balances for Raby Bay, Aquatic, Sovereign are all in here. So it's all very accountable and already actually reported. So anyone in the public who's interested can just refer to these financials.
Any other comments, councillors? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Next item is the decisions under delegated authority. Councillor Hughes, would you like to move the officer's recommendation?
Thank you, Mayor. Moving 11.2.1, decisions made under delegated authority for Category 1, 2 and 3 development applications. Thank you.
Move Councillor Hughes, seconded Councillor Golay. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Hughes?
No, thank you, Mayor. This is a report for noting and very standard. Thank you.
It is an item for noting, councillors. Any questions or comments on that? Being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Item 11.2.2, Councillor Hughes.
Thank you again, Mayor. 11.2.2, I'd like to move development and planning related appeals list current as at the 9th of November 2017. Thank you.
Move Councillor Hughes, seconded Councillor Golay. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Hughes?
Again, thank you, Mayor. This is a report for noting. And I think importantly also, we know that things move very slowly in our legals, but sometimes they move quickly. We do get some sort of resolve. But take note, this is a report of the 9th of November. Thank you very much. I'd like to move the officer's recommendation that Council resolve to note this report.
Questions or comments, councillors? There being none, I put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Okay, councillors, that takes us through to our closed session. There's no mayoral minute, no notices of motion that I'm aware of. Sorry? Yep, I'm just going to make sure there's no urgent business now. Just there is an amendment, if I recall, to one of the items, Councillor 16.2.1, a slight amendment. We're adding a point. So we'll just need to make sure we're aware of that. If there's no yes. So if there's no discussion, we need to, and you don't want to go into closed session, we just need to be aware of that amendment. Just to. Move Councillor Elliott, seconded Councillor Edwards. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Item 16.2.1. With an amendment? Okay. So that's the amended motion, councillors. Those move Councillor Elliott, seconded Councillor Edwards. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Item 16.3.1. Councillor Elliott moved. Seconded. The late item, councillors. Late item. My apologies. Yeah. Well, we need to go into closed session for those late items. We'd have to change it. Yeah, we can just have to. We'll have to do it at the end. So my apologies. I should have picked up on those late items. So. Councillors, we will need a motion to go into closed session. Move Councillor Elliott, seconded Councillor Hughes. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Thank you, members of the public in the gallery. Thank you, Brian. Councillor Elliott, you were going to move an alternative. Okay, so we're just going to move off. We're not going to accept the officer's recommendation. We're moving option two in the report. Councillor Elliott. It's as simple as saying that the motion reads that council doesn't accept the officer's recommendation, and then you actually and moves up the words of option one.
In the minutes, it will show the officer's recommendation.
Okay.
It will show.
So the secretaries are saying that it will print option one in the minutes. All right, so you're all very clear on that. So it's option one. And well, you can't have a look in your report. And that's what option one is, what will be in the minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. All comfortable? We have a mover. Was moved Councillor Elliott. Did I get a seconder on that one?
Councillor
Bishop, 2.2. Those in favour? Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 16.2.3 is moving the officer's recommendation, if I recall, but which is option one. Move Councillor Elliott. Seconded Councillor Hughes. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried. Those in favour? Councillor Mitchell, Councillor Golay, Councillor Hewlett, Councillor Edwards, Councillor Elliott, Councillor Hughes, Councillor Gleeson, Councillor Bishop, Councillor Williams. Those against? Councillor Boglari. Just to be really clear, I can't read the map to you now, but just so you go back to your report, and it at the on page, it's page 7, page 7 of the report, it's option 1. Is everyone clear? That vote's been taken, so.
Yeah, no, I'm referring to the layout of the report.
Yep, noted. All good. All right, there's still one more item, councillors. 16.3.1, move Councillor Elliott, seconded Councillor Edwards. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Meeting closed at 10:44.